Welcome to Taboo and Turn On. I'm your host, Natalie Bartanian, and this is a podcast where we have real talk about real things, where we shed light on taboo topics and explore what it truly means to live a turned on life. I'm so glad you've joined, and I hope you enjoy today's episode. Music by bensound.com. Today, I have with me someone I affectionately call my twin brother from another mother, but for all of you, his name is Aaron Steinberg, or Aaron F. Steinberg, or Aaron F.S. is how he goes by in the interwebs. So Aaron, I met at coaching school 7 years ago, which is berserk to even think that it's been 7 years that we've known each other and have been in this space. But Aaron is an amazing relationship coach and very also studied in the whole kind of therapy world as well in his studies. And he wrote a book not that long ago called The Honesty Practice, which is, I think, in my opinion, one of those books that every single person and couple needs to read. So I wanted to have him on today so that we can really jam on honesty, because there's a way that just this idea that you should be honest with people is already taboo. And then the way that Aaron and I talk about honesty is like a level beyond that. And so thank you so much, Aaron, for being on today so that we can really share about honesty and what we love and the possibilities of it.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you for having me, and thank you for that really sweet introduction.
Oh, you're welcome. So yeah, why are you obsessed with honesty? Let's just dive right in.
Oh, that's an easy question. No, that's a really interesting question, actually. Because maybe there's probably a lot of reasons. The thing that comes to mind off the top of my head is I've spent a lot of time thinking a lot about what the point of life is. So this is like going straight to the thing that turns me on the most. Like I get most excited by thinking about like, what are we doing here? What's the nature of reality? What's the fabric of all this stuff, like from a really young age, mm-hmm. been sort of probably irrationally obsessed with, with answering those questions to a degree where I actually got kind of paralyzed by it for a while. Like it was hard for me to take action and move forward in relationships or career or anything, because I just felt like if I thought about why does this matter, I could so quickly get to a point where I would get stuck on the philosophical underpinnings of it, right? So like even with coaching, I would think, okay, so what, I'm helping someone. Why does that matter? It makes their life a little bit better. Why does that matter? Mm-hmm. You know, and I could go on down the line until I get to like, I really can't answer this question.
Because does any of it matter?
Exactly. And so the thing that really broke me out of this, the paralyzing effect of this inquiry was I had this sort of epiphany. I don't know if this sounds like as big of a deal to other people as it sounds to me, but I had this epiphany where I started to relate to the world as just a giant unanswered question. And I start to relate to my life as a giant unanswered question. It's just like, I don't know what I'm doing here. I don't know what anyone's doing here. So the way that I'm going to go about my life is basically just engaging in that question of any of the questions that I have and not worrying about whether or not I'm going to answer it, because I don't know if I can. So just viewing, instead of trying to figure out what the absolute foundation of life is, I just said, well, the most honest foundation I can say is who knows. So I'm just going to engage in it from a perspective of who knows. And that was
really
freeing.
So versus a detective trying to find an answer, it was the explorer that's like, I don't know what I'm going to find if I find anything.
I think that's a fair way to say it. But I think it was like, the shift for me, and I guess it's sort of hard to explain this, but the shift for me was like, I think for a long time I became obsessed with the idea of, whether or not there is a quote unquote God, whatever God means. Like for me, it was, I have a math degree. So, and I was a professional poker player, as you know, so I became very atheistic at a certain point in my life. And I was, and so that was one way of looking at it. And then I was like, but what if there is a God? What if there is this inherent meaning in the universe? So on and so forth. And I really felt like I needed to figure that out for sure. And then so, I don't, it's like, it just kind of became like, who cares? I don't know. I'm just going to sort of explore. And that was it. So it was less of like, I guess it was process oriented in the sake of like trying to find an answer versus exploring. But it was also like, I feel like a lot of my behavior and a lot of how I think is actually a response to uncertainty. Like, I don't know, you know, it's like, how best to live is a question that I'm, you know, instinctively responding to. What's going to keep me alive is a question that I'm instinctively responding to. What's going to make me happy, right? All these things are uncertainties that are sort of fundamental to my moment-to-moment experience. And so I became like, okay, great. I'm just going to be engaged in inquiring and engaging with this uncertainty instead of needing to figure it out before I can actually move forward.
Got it. So this question kept like being comfortable with the question and engaging in it around life and living.
Right. And so, but I became no less obsessed with this question, like no less obsessed with like, what is the best that life has to offer us? And so circling back to your original question, the reason that I feel honesty is so important is because I think that the only way, the most efficient and really only way to figure out truth or, you know, the answers to any of our questions or what the best guesses are for who to be with, how to best be in relationships, what our career should be, etc., is to be completely honest both with ourselves about our internal world and completely honest with the outside world about who we are. And it's through that that we will discover the best answers that we can come to. So that's why I'm so obsessed with honesty, is because to me, I mean, I guess in short, it wastes a lot of time to not be honest. Like if we really, really, really want to have the best life that we can possibly have, if we actually are committed to living, I guess, as you would say, a turned on life, to me, the only real way that we can do that is through complete honesty.
Yeah, I actually agree with you. And I love this kind of frame of it wastes a lot of time. It does. And to me, it also creates a lot of heartache in the process when we don't.
Totally.
And just really kind of this place of getting stuck in the, because the thing is, I feel like though the paradox though for a lot of people is that they feel like being honest is actually the most hurtful thing, and right. I'm avoiding pain by not being honest. So I'm curious your thoughts on that.
You mean toward yourself or to other people?
I guess to other people first, I would think, is the way people frame it. But even I think with ourselves, like, I don't want to see, I don't want to know, like, what is actually in there, basically, like what I actually feel or think or want. It's painful.
Yes. So to me, it's a matter of looking at life from a longer term lens. So truth is more uncomfortable up front, certainly, both for the other person and for ourselves. That's 100% the case. But the argument that I make about this is you have to look at life in a longer term perspective, right? If we assume that on average, we're going to live 80 years or whatever, right? Then if we're spending, you know, the upfront time avoiding the truth of ourselves, avoiding being honest with people, other people, yeah, we're going to feel relieved in the short term. But time and time and time again, it catches up with us, right? Whether that's in some sort of compulsive behavior, right? Our hiding ourselves turns into some sort of really destructive compulsive behavior. And then in relationships toward other people, like, sure, I can bullshit you now, But what's going to happen is over time, the accumulation of the stuff that I'm not saying is going to cause a greater pain in the long run. There's going to be some blow up, some betrayal, or we're just going to end up building so much space between us that we'll be sort of miserably living in some sort of business-like relationship that's not actually a relationship, and then probably having affairs or whatever, you know, out of integrity, other relationships. So to me, it's true if you look at it, you know, in the immediate, but that becomes not true that it's more painful if you look at it over the long run, which I think is the mistake that a lot of people make.
Yeah, I feel like I literally had this realization last night of the impact, because I was thinking about a situation with a friend that I've known for a really, really, really long time. And there's a number of things that I just never told her about, something that things that upset me or things I wanted or times I got disappointed. And we have a great relationship, but then at the same time, there's all this stuff, like you said, that's been built up now that, and I keep putting it off because now I don't even know where to start. I'm like, I don't even know where to start. There's like so many things and we'd barely get any time together. And so the time that we do have, I don't want to then spend talking about these things. And I know it's totally crazy in a certain way for me to think like that, but then it was kind of pointed out, but that is how most of us think.
Well, I don't know if it's crazy. I mean, there's subtlety to this. When I'm going around on my, you know, on my soapbox about honesty.
The honesty high horse.
The honesty high horse. I am not necessarily trying to say you should always say every single thing that you're thinking like some sort of brain dump all the time, right? To me, that's not sincere honesty. Mm-hmm. Because also there's two other things that what you said brings to mind. One is a matter of proportion. And by proportion, I basically mean, you know, if you see someone every once a year for 5 days, right? And they're not like a huge, huge part of your life, then it might be that actually you just decide like, you know, this person's important to me. I love them, but like, it doesn't feel like it makes sense relative to how much time we spend together, the role that we have in each other's lives, to like dump all this stuff onto her or him. You know, it's better to just spend our time together if I really can put that out of the way for the sake of, you know, interacting and connecting and having a good time. Or maybe you have that conversation over the phone and then, you know, you interact in person with some other thing. So, you know, I don't necessarily think it's like you have to say everything that you're thinking all the time. Because, you know, some of the relationships, it just isn't necessary. But if it's plaguing you, you know, basically, right, to me, I'm asking me the question, like, am I interacting with this person? I can't even focus on being with them because this is plaguing me so much. Mm-hmm. So that might be a clue. The second thing that I'm thinking about is, you know, I think that one of the ways that being totally honest gets really misconstrued in our culture is this thing of like, you know, where people just go off on each other and then it's like, oh, well, I'm just being honest.
Right.
You like just say a bunch of shit honesty to the other person.
Yeah.
Exactly. And to me, that's not responsible. That's like, I'm going to not deal with any of my own stuff and I'm going to, you know, have an outburst or a vent or whatever onto you, because that provides me with the relief of the discomfort that I'm feeling. And I'm not going to, you know, actually deal with any of my stuff. I'm just going to dump it all onto you. So to me, that's not what I'm talking about either. There does have to be this balance of like dealing with our own issues, you know, and processing through our own issues. But I think that most people, I would say, err on the side of undersharing. So I think that for most of us, we can say, you know, you should be talking more, you should be sharing more than the other way around. But it does actually definitely go the other way.
Yeah, and it makes me think of, I know for me, I've tried to be better about, part of my practice is to just, again, honesty with self, to then be honest with other, right? Of why do I want to say this thing? Why is it important to say this thing to this person? And if it is in my mind to create intimacy, like I want to be closer to this person, I'm noticing, like in the situation with my friend, yes, it's honest with myself. It is plaguing me, right? It's looping in my brain. sometimes when I think about it, I literally start crying, you know, like it just, it hurts. And they don't even know I'm over here hurting because I just haven't said anything. And then the other part is I want to be closer to her, you know, I know that if I were to bring this up in a mindful way, like you said, and with that intention of like, hey, I want to like talk about this stuff and clear it so that, you know, we could have a more like connected, honest, intimate relationship. Like, I know she's going to receive it. But for me to get honest with why am I saying that? Why do I want to say what I want to say?
Yeah, I think that's a really good, measuring stick. I think, and any time the answer, the sincere answer is because I'm looking for greater connection with this person, then that to me is an indication to go for it. Because then either you're going to end up in greater connection with that person through the process of addressing that stuff, or you're going to come to find that the relationship doesn't really have the space for that, and it doesn't actually, you know, you're not going to end up in a greater connection, and then you'll have information, and the other person will have information they didn't have before that can help them organize their time and your relationship to them, their relationship to you, your how you devote your energy or don't to each other.
Yeah, and I think even just hearing that, it's kind of the being real about the kind of relationship you have too in that sense. And and is it like a relationship based in reality, or is it a relationship based in fantasy? Is it a relationship like I'm on this playing field and you're in that playing field? Like, you know, like we can find that out, but the only way we can find that out is by being honest.
Yeah, I mean, I think this also goes back to what you said about people. We say, you know, I don't want to hurt myself or X person, you know, through honesty. And I think a lot of times what really is going on there is we use that as a reasonable out, like, oh, I don't want to cause this person pain.
Right.
And I've noticed from coaching people that a lot of times what's beneath that is what you're just talking about, where it's like, we actually want to stay in an unclear place because we feel like the pain of being in this vague place where we can speculate about what's going on, whether it's romantic or friendship or a family relationship, right? Where we can either like, you know, just speculate that the other person's doing something wrong or we're doing something wrong or whatever, instead of actually figuring out what reality is going to be easier for us. You know, we just think, I don't even think it's a thought. I think it's just an instinct that it's scary facing. This is the thing. Facing reality is scary. This is one of the biggest things that comes up in coaching is people are just, I don't know. We just don't want to be really, we don't want to look or take a really hard look in the mirror most of the time. You know, even like us, you know, we've been doing like quote unquote working on ourselves for years and years and years. And it's still hard to take a hard look in the mirror and say like, why am I withholding? Why am I not withholding? Why am I doing this thing? What am I trying to get out of it? It's just not easy, you know?
Right. So just full disclaimer, people, like this shit does. I mean, yes, in some ways it gets easier because it's a muscle that you exercise. But at the same time, it's still scary as fuck because like rejection and that fear of rejection and this that someone's going to leave you or they're not going to love you. Like that shit's real. Hashtag the struggle is real.
I mean, it's also just does. It feels kind of ugly sometimes to be like, wow, I'm that insecure. Wow, I have that low of self-esteem. Like, you know, it just doesn't feel good. Wow, I really am that concerned about whether or not you still love. You know, also Liz and I. Liz is my wife. Yeah. For those of you listening, there was like one of the jokes that we have is. When we would go to therapy regularly before we had our son, it was like one of our recurring themes was me being like, well, when you find out who I really am, you're going to leave me over and over again. And it's like 7 years later, I'm still worried that you're going to leave me sometimes. Like, that's insane. Right? I mean, I guess it's not insane. Like, there is some realism to that, but it's coming from like, there's something wrong with me, right? And you're going to figure it out. which is hysterical. It's like, Liz knows me better than anyone at this point, and she's seen all of me. So what is it that she's going to leave me about, you know? But that still comes up.
Wow. I mean, damn. And that's when you realize, like, this shit runs deep. Because, like you said, it's true. Liz sees you day in and day out and knows you better. Unless you're literally actively trying to hide shit about yourself. It's true. I mean, she does have a really, really good sense of you. And there's probably still parts of you that feels like, I can't share that. I can't be honest about this thing or this feeling or this desire or insecurity with her.
Sure, sure. Yeah, I mean, I came up against something yesterday.
Oh, really? Do you care to share?
Well, sure. No, sure. I mean, it's just, you know, I mean, this is a great topic for taboo. I mean, you know, post baby, your whole sex life changes, or at least ours did. You know, it's a whole different world. Like, you have this another entity that's in the relationship who requires a lot of intimacy. And it's just, you know, it's been challenging for us to get to sort of, I don't know exactly the right way to say it. I was going to say, like, get back into a rhythm or come back together. Not that sexuality is supposed to be a rhythm, but, like, you know, it just, there's some things that have arisen that weren't there or were there and we didn't know it. And, you know, I still find it hard sometimes to share, you know, things I want or, you know, that I, well, I guess in this instance, it's, you know, I want to make sure to give her space because she's been with our son all day, you know, and he's climbing on her. And yet I want to have some intimacy. And so how do you, and so then I find myself not saying anything because I'm scared of putting too much on her or whatever, you know. That was a specific thing that happened. So
yeah,
it's just, I mean, it still keeps going.
Yeah. And I'm curious, in that instance, what did you do? What was your process to get you into communication or honesty?
Yeah, I mean, I just told her that I was withholding stuff and that I was having a hard time. And so that started the conversation, which I think, actually, not to derail this, we can come back to it. But I just think this is an interesting point on the topic of, you know, full honesty.
Yeah.
I think a lot of one of the things that I talk about with my clients is, I think people feel like if you aren't honest in the moment, you've lost your opportunity to be honest, or you've lost your opportunity to connect or move through the problem.
Yeah, like, I've felt that
intellectually.
Totally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not sure if people intellectually think that, but in their actions, it seems like that. So instead of circling back around to something, we just sweep it under the rug and hope we do better next time.
Yeah,
I'm telling you, circle back around to things.
Yes.
Like, this is, I mean, in a certain way, this is what I mean when I say the honesty practice. Like, this is sort of why I titled it that, because it sounds so, you know, it's so silly to think about, but this is why I think another reason I think honesty is so interesting is it's so hard to be honest. Like, it seems like such an obvious thing. Here's the truth. I'll tell the truth. It rarely happens that way, right? So one of the things I say is, circle back around to the thing that you didn't share or you lied about or the thing that you had a question about that you didn't ask. As soon as you realize that you did it, and as soon as you have the bandwidth to come back to it, and then that duration gets shorter and shorter and shorter and shorter so that you can do it in the moment, right? That is like the exercising of the muscle thing. So, you know, I always, it's like, if I know I've, you know, I could have easily just let that go. But I think it would have built up, right? I think I was starting to feel irrationally resentful, like Liz was doing something wrong, when really it's my shit. It's me not telling her how I'm feeling, right? So I know that's going to build. So I know I have to circle back around to it. And I think another thing on the same topic, not to go off on too much of a tangent, but, you know, the little things really add up.
Yes, agreed, 100%.
Yeah, so, you know, if maybe one time it's not that big of a deal, but I think what I notice with my clients is, and myself, is over the course of our lifetimes, we have probably millions of withholds, right? Millions of questions we didn't ask, millions of things we didn't share. And those build up for sure and become a much bigger, bigger thing. Like one example of this is, you know, when people feel like there's something just truly like cellularly wrong with them, like there's just something wrong with me, I'm bad, whatever. I notice that a lot of times that is a person that has withheld a bunch of stuff and has not asked a bunch of questions that they've had about, you know, their interactions with other people and what this means and what that means and where the other person's at. And that just accumulates into, you know, this feeling like there's something just wrong with you because, you know, you're not giving yourself the self-love to actually ask your questions and express your feelings.
Yeah. And I definitely see the vulnerability on both sides, the things that we feel are upsets for us and the things that we feel are desires for us. Like, I feel like both sides are vulnerable too. Like, I definitely know that I've had that both in partnership. I mean, one of the things that I do love about my relationship with Bob is, I mean, we were so committed to honesty from the beginning. Like, that was a definite part of the conversation. Like, we would rather share more than less. And sure, there's been times we've overshared and it's kind of been hard and traumatic in that sense too. But we would rather deal with that mess in a way than deal with the mess of withholding and the resentment that builds and the, you know, all that stuff. I mean, we're calibrating. We're kind of coming to this place of, okay, there may be some things we don't need to like share with each other. But there's still this part of, there's also like a safety in that knowing that he's not holding anything from me and I'm not holding anything from him.
I think that's 100% true. You know, I think that this is, to me, this is what trust really is.
Yeah.
Right. I think that most people, when they say the word trust, I think it's misused a lot. I think people mean that trust is when someone is going to do a bunch of things that meet your expectations for their behavior and vice versa. But to me, that is not trust. That is just like basically setting a bunch of artificial boundaries for each other and then expecting the other person to, you know, submit to them. To me, trust is knowing, you know, who someone is in such a deep way that you like really feel like you get them like you get yourself. So, you know, you act out of integrity to yourself in certain situations, not you personally, but all of us do. And so that's going to happen, right? But the trust is like, I understand what's happening for you when you made that mistake, right? When you hurt me in that way. Like, I know you well enough through this process of being honest and being really messy with each other that I get you in this way that hopefully I also get myself, you know? And then you really feel safe. It's like, I know what this person's shit is, right? I mean, that's sort of the ultimate safety is like, I know what your issues are. I know the ways that you try and get relief from your issues. And so I don't have to be shocked by who you are, right? I mean, that's this thing that happens where it's like, oh my God, you're like an entirely different person. You know, that is only possible because we lie to each other. Right. Where
so
you said,
true.
Yeah, you set this expectation. It's like, no, they're not an entirely different person. You just never either asked, created a safe enough space for them to share, or the person withheld from you because, you know, this is the standard, as you noted at the beginning, the standard in our relationships is, you know, to not really connect that much.
Well, and here's also a chicken and the egg thing. I have to trust someone before I'm honest with them versus I'm honest with them and that is what builds trust.
Well, I think that it's both. I mean, as you're noting, it's a chicken or the egg thing. To me, the beginning, right, to trust someone before I'm honest with them, and to me, this is the fundamental thing that I think about honesty, which is why I feel it's so important, is you're not trusting the other person necessarily because you don't know that other person, right? There's no rational way to trust them.
Yeah.
What you're trusting is that honesty leads to the best life outcomes.
Ooh, twin. That's good. You should write a book about honesty.
No, it's, well, thank you. But seriously, I mean, just this is why I'm so high on it, because it's like, what are you going to get from being honest? You're going to get the most expeditious experience of really understanding what's possible for your relationship with this person. Right. So mm-hmm. either you're going to know that it's not going to work and you're going to move on and it's not going to be so painful and attachy and sticky because you don't haven't woven this web of codependence from lying to each other or withholding from each other, or fantasizing about each other without any actual reality. Or you're going to connect through the mess of actually being honest and it's going to lead to something really amazing.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. And so I really, really, you're putting trust in the process of mm-hmm. it's better to be honest as a life practice. You're not necessarily putting trust in the other person. They may hurt you, right, in this process. They may think you're weird. They may, you know, abandon you, whatever. Mm-hmm. But I would say, and I would say at least 99.99% of the time, the pain that's going to come from that outcome is going to be much less than the pain that comes later when you are not honest. That crash where the rug's pulled out from under you and it's hugely traumatic, you know, which will happen later, you know, that's going to be much more painful.
Yeah, and I think something that I played with recently in a situation with a friend where he was just making jokes and he was making jokes and he was talking about, like, physicality of, about me, and it was fine in a certain sense. Like, he was, I mean, it was flattering physically, but then at a certain point it shifted and then I was like, ooh, I don't like this. This feels weird. I feel kind of objectified now. And again, my logical brain knew he was just joking and didn't realize the impact of his words. But over here, the impact was I was starting to shut down a little bit. I was starting to feel disconnected. I was starting to feel like I don't like this. It felt weird. And then after I got off the phone with him, my natural instinct was to not say anything and just ignore it and or just avoid him, right? Mm-hmm. Just slowly push him out of my life in a way. And I thought, you know what? A, I want him to know the impact. B, I trust myself in this situation to be able to bring it up in a way that's like both kind but firm. And C, it was like this to me was also an act of self-love. Like I don't want to feel like that, and I don't want to feel like I can't almost stick up for myself, you know, and like that honesty to me is me standing up for myself in a way. And I had the conversation. I mean, poor guy, like he was mortified because he had no idea. And like that was the last thing that he wanted to have happen, you know? And we like worked it out. And that was the other thing too, where I was like, you know, I love you and I know you. Because again, we have kind of a relationship of honesty that I know you and I know that we're going to be able to work through this. But I do love what you're saying. But I've had that happen enough times with honesty that I know it's the highest route in a way. Like it's going to lead to the most intimacy and connection and love.
Yeah, I mean, you're bringing up a lot of really interesting points. One of which is, I think, is really funny is a lot of people are not honest because they're worried about losing the other person.
Yeah.
And then the result of that is the relationship ends anyway.
Anyway, yeah.
Right? You're like, I don't, like, you're not describing this exactly, but you're like, I'm not going to feel comfortable with this person, so I'm just not going to interact with them.
Yep.
When the whole risk of telling them the truth is not interacting with them anymore,
mm-hmm.
right? Which is just sort of hilarious and ironic. Another thing is that, oh man, I just got caught up in their like 4 points and they've now all tangled together.
Well, while you get there, I will just speak to that last part that I've done this now a couple of times. When I know I have to have an honest conversation that feels challenging, which most of the time they do, but I will actually frame it and start it off like that. Like, you know, I've noticed that I'm starting to feel kind of disconnected from you, or there's this part of me that wants to distance myself and I don't want that. And because of that, I want to just share what's happening for me because I want to feel connected with you. So it's just like framing it that way because that's also what is true for me in that time of stating that.
Absolutely. Well, so that brings up yet another point, and I remembered what I was going to say. Okay. Well, I'll address the one you just brought up, which is I think a lot of times one of the questions is if I'm really uncomfortable with honesty, but I have already, if I've bought into the fact it's better, but I still struggle to do it, what do I do? Mm-hmm. And I think you're speaking to it with what you said. It's like, just start with the thing that are making you uncomfortable and not wanting to bring it up.
Yeah.
Right. When you just call that out, it's easier to then go into what it was that you wanted to say in the first place. Mm-hmm. So I think that's just a really important practical piece. The other thing that I was had gotten tangled up in was that a lot of times something will affect us negatively, like what you're talking about, and then we'll make up, you know, some sort of judgment about what it means.
Yeah.
And then we won't address it with the other person. And then, you know, this distance builds between us, and it's like you end up going off with your thing of like, well, he's like not that respectful and objectified me and like took the jokes too far. And then he goes off with this thing like Natalie just disappeared and like, you know, she's way too sensitive, whatever. Right. And then, but what you're missing is if you actually have the conversation, it's like this totally innocent thing.
Yeah.
Right. Where you're like, where he's like, I really had no idea. I'm sorry about that. And you're like, you know, you can take responsibility for whatever of that is yours. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, and then actually you build this connection. So, you know, I think we are like, to me, this is one of the things also, I think when I say honesty, I think asking questions is so important, right? Honesty is not just an expression. It's not just an act of expression. It's an act of investigation.
Like, what's the truth here?
Exactly. Yeah. Right. So you're like, here's how I'm experiencing what you're saying. What is actually, you know, how are you experiencing it, right? Mm-hmm. Because to me, speculation is the death of honesty, right? We speculate about ourselves and we take our ideas about ourselves, we don't look any further. We speculate about what other people's actions mean and make a bunch of assumptions, we don't look any further. You know what I mean? Like, we're sort of screwing everybody. We're screwing ourselves and we're screwing everybody by just keeping our distance from ourselves, repeating the same stuff, keeping our distance from other people, repeating the same stuff, because we're not actually asking any of the questions that we have.
Yeah, I love that. Oh my gosh. We could totally, I'm sure, go for another, like, 3 hours, but always. I am going to start wrapping. That was just a beautiful place to just, we're just going to call it. But if there's one thing, I know this is probably hard, but if there's like one main point that you wanted to make around honesty for people, what would that be?
So you start me off with an impossible question and end me with an impossible question.
But because I know you can handle it, twin.
Oh, and then you sugarcoat it with compliments.
Hey, you're assuming. You know that's the death of honesty, right?
Oh my God, you're using it against me. So I'm going to take two. One is a reiteration. So I would just say, I think, you know, the main thing for me is just that, to me, the best life outcomes come through honesty, both relationally and for ourselves. Mm-hmm. Like, as you were saying, that self-worth thing, you know, how being honest gives you a greater sense of self-worth, gives you a greater sense of groundedness and safety. So it's true for us, and it gives the best relationship outcomes. So that's one. I just think that's hugely important as a North Star when it gets scary, you know, when we don't want to be honest. And then the other one is just my sort of shorthand when you don't know what to do. Just say and ask everything. That's what I tell people. Just say and ask everything.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love it.
All the insecurities, all the judgments, all the speculation, all the fear, all the goals, you know, all of it. Just, you know, all the stuff that's yours, that's, you know, your crap, all the stuff that you're perceiving is true about the other person. Just all, when you say all of it it's like, you know, it just diffuses the whole thing. It's like, here's just everything, you know? And then it's like, you can actually connect through that. You'll see what's bullshit, what's not bullshit.
Yeah.
You know, you give the other person an opportunity to respond and to, you know, share from them.
Yeah, because now it's out on the table. We can actually deal with it instead of it living in some ethereal place. Actually here to be with and handle and work through.
Yeah, and I'll I'm going to take a third on that note. You do not know how you feel about something until you've shared about what you feel about it now.
Mm.
Right? You do not know how you feel about a person really until you've shared with them everything that's in between you.
Hmm. Deep. I love that.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, Aaron, how can people find you? We'll obviously have this in the show notes, but if folks want to find your book and or hire you or just glean information from your wise writings and teachings, how can they find you?
Yes. So my website is aaronfs.com, aaronfs.com. And there, that's where I have all the information about my services, and you can book a 20-minute consultation if you're interested in just getting to know me and hearing about, you know, how I could potentially help you. Most of my, you know, educational materials, so to speak, are on my Facebook business page, which is / Aaron FS Education on Facebook. And it's just it says Aaron FS is the page title. And so there's videos and memes and little things that I post, blogs, whatever. And then I am on Instagram at Aaron_FS, but that's just more like my personal life. And then the book is on Amazon. It's in paperback and ebook, and it's called The Honesty Practice. So if you just search The Honesty Practice, it'll come up.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, Aaron, for being with me today and sharing all of your wisdom and experience around honesty. I really am with you. I really believe that honesty is the way for the greatest amount of love and joy and connection and intimacy. So I love what you said, that it might be a short term kind of uncomfort and challenge and pain, but in the long term, it's so worth it. So thank you.
Yeah. Thank you so much for having me. It was a pleasure to talk to you as always.
As always. I love you.
I love you too. I'm remembering when I came to visit you at Google. We had like a 4-hour lunch. It was just like this.
I know. There's been so many times people that Aaron and I are like, man, we wish we were just recording what we were talking about right now, because there's just so many gems here. And yeah, now we're doing it. Now we're doing it.
We're obviously really into ourselves also. That wasn't clear.
That's honest. Oh, man. I love you.
Me too. Thank you.
Thanks again for listening to today's episode of Taboo and Turn On. Hopefully you learned some things about honesty and also just how to apply it into your life, because I think that's so much of the trick with a lot of these concepts is, sure, we know what they are and I guess we know why it's important, but then how do we actually put them into practice so that we get the benefits? Everyone keeps talking about honesty is the best policy, but then how do you implement that policy? So hopefully you got something out of today's show. And lastly, a favor, if you can subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or Stitcher and leave a rating or review, it really, really would help bump us up in the rankings. Thanks so much, and until next time.